It's a narrative we've grown quite used to now. Young people complain about not having enough money and say you guys had it better when they look at the boomers. Boomers turn around and make a joke about, well, it's all about to do with the avocado index, and if you didn't spend all your money on alcohol and going to restaurants, you'd have a house now. Is there any truth to that narrative at all, though? Young people, young Australians, being unfair in their characterization of the boomers, or vice versa. Daniel Wood is with the Grattan Institute. She does the budget policy and institutional reform program director over there. They've done a massive study into this. And Daniel, what have you found?
What we found is that young people's economic outcomes are essentially stagnating. So while older households have built up substantial amounts of wealth, at least on average, over the past 15 years, for younger people, their wealth has barely changed over that time. They've been hit by recent wage stagnation. So that's particularly hurting young people and their ability to spend and save. And then there's future budget pressures coming down the line for them. Because of demographic change, as the baby boomers retire, there's going to be fewer working age people for every person over 65. That's going to squeeze them in the future in terms of taxation. So younger people are justified in some of their complaints, certainly.
It's so fascinating, isn't it? Because they haven't even been allowed that narrative. What's kind of dominated is fingers pointing back to young people saying, look, it's actually your fault because of your fiscal irresponsibility. That's dangerous, though, isn't it? Because then we're not pushing as much for the sorts of reform that might be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think a lot of people have pushed it back onto young people, and probably that's, you know, we've always had a tendency to, you know, wag our fingers at the young and say they're doing the wrong thing. Certainly we didn't find that young people's spending habits is to blame for this. Yes, they are spending, young people are spending more today than young people did 30 years ago, but that's really going on essentials like housing, which have become a lot more expensive in that time. They're spending less on clothing, less on alcohol, less on household furnishings. Those kind of discretionary purchases are actually lower now for young people than they were 30 years ago. So we do need to be looking at these bigger picture structural issues that are driving the outcomes.
On the flip side, though, there is some of the criticism that's been coming out with regards to, for example, employment. You know, young people say that there aren't enough jobs, and we've seen today in the paper about how there are farms that require people to work on them. But, you know, the young Australians don't take those jobs. There is an employment gap, not only because there's not as many jobs available, but not as many people willing to do the jobs that are available. Can we not point some fingers there at least and say that, look, you can't have it the best of all worlds?
Look, I think, you know, certainly if we look at the statistics, young people have much higher rates of unemployment. They have much significantly higher rates of underemployment. So they might be working a bit, but they'd like to do more hours. There are all sorts of barriers, you know, for people taking particular jobs. You know, you might be based in a different location. If you're living at home with your parents to try and save money, you know, it's not necessarily easy to go and take a job in a different place. So I think there are some fairly substantial challenges to them in the labour market. And then if we look at the young people that actually are in the labour market and have got jobs, they probably haven't really seen their wages shift for the past 5 years or so.
We want to know from you, 1300 222 774, do you actually think the younger generation has it worse off, or do you think that you actually had it harder, and why? We'd love to hear from you this morning. There are issues in terms of how, as you were saying earlier, governments respond to this. A lot of the sort of tax breaks that we see in some of the big reforms that you're talking about are very much geared toward older Australians.
Yeah, that's right. So we really do see that there is this kind of budget pressure coming down the line at young people. So you've got the basic demographic shift, the fact you're going to have fewer working age people for every person over 65. At the same time, we've substantially increased the transfers to older households. So that's partly through things like higher pensions and health spending, and we don't think anyone would begrudge older Australians those things. But the big tax breaks that have been given at the same time means that younger people are being asked to support older generations in a way that just hasn't happened in the past. It's just a much more significant transfer, which means the only way that that's going to be able to be afforded is by increasing taxes on younger households. And we don't think anyone wants to see that.
We're seeing very little sympathy coming in over the text lines right now, Daniel, with a few texts over here. Don't waste time at uni, another distraction, buy a house instead. Someone else texting in to say many young ones have traveled the world thanks to living at home with parents who can't afford to travel or retire. In some ways, is the younger lifestyle better, though? If it, you know, it might not have the traditional markers of house ownership.
Yeah, look, there are absolutely ways in which it's probably better to be a young person today than it was 30 years ago. Your phone's better. There are greater opportunities to travel. So it's really always difficult to, you know, say someone had it better or someone had it worse. And in a way, I don't think, you know, that's a very productive conversation. But what we're pointing to in this report is, you know, on the kind of headline economic indicators on wealth and on income, we do see younger people not making the same progress as older Australians.
It's certainly something we need to have a look at. I mean, the research is there. Perhaps a perception change that we're certainly not getting through on our text line this morning. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Danielle Wood.
Thanks for having me.